Welcome to today's session of the Guided Prayer Walk. I am Frank, and I will be guiding you through praying for immigrants or expats, and also specifically for those who have left their home countries because of persecution and are now seeking asylum in the Netherlands. So what I'm going to do is that I'll be reading some scriptures, some Bible passages, and from time to time, I would also share some few thoughts for reflection. But most importantly, I'll be making a lot of silent pauses to give you some time to pray on your own. So please permit me to start with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father, for who you are. Great are you, Lord. And just like the psalmist said, that who is this Lord? Who is this Lord? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord who is mighty in battle. Father, we thank you and we exalt you, Father, for your greatness, Father, over all the earth, Lord, your greatness, Father, over our lives, Lord, that we who once, Father, lived in darkness, Father, you have transformed us, Father, from darkness, Lord, into your marvelous light. We pray that, Lord, as we have this prayer walk, Lord, may you speak to us. Lord, may you also speak through us, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. So the first thing I would like us to do is to have a brief time of reflection on what it means, or how it looks, or how it feels like to be living in a foreign country, to be living in a country which is different from your home country. But before then, I would like to read a Bible passage with which you can reflect. So I'm going to read Psalm 137. I'll be reading from the verse 1 to the verse 4. By the rivers of Babylon, we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. There on the poplars, we hung our harps. For there our captors asked us for a song. Our tormentors demanded songs of joy. They said, "Sing us one of the songs of Zion." But how can we sing the songs of the Lord while in a foreign land? Maybe you can spend some moment just reflecting on this passage. If you are an expat yourself, maybe we can reflect on your experience being an expat. You can reflect on this passage as well. If you have never lived in any country where you were a foreigner, then you can also reflect on this passage. Now I'm going to ask you to just think of one expert you know. Just think through your network, your friends, people you know, and think of one expert, one specific expert you know. And I would like you to just ask the Holy Spirit to put something on your heart that you can pray for such a person. So think of one person who is an immigrant, who is a foreigner, a stranger here, and then just ask the Holy Spirit, what is it that you would want me to pray for this person? I was just reflecting on my personal experience living as an expat in Groningen for the past years. And for me personally, I consider my time here in Groningen as a blessing. And I think one of the main reasons is definitely the Vineyard Church community that I am part of. It's been of tremendous blessing to me, and it has made me really feel much at home in Groningen, and also the people that God has brought into my life. It's been a real blessing getting to know such amazing people and having friendships with them. So there is always at least one thing that will make people feel at home in a country which is different from their native country. So I thought it would be great to pray for those who feel unwelcomed and are always reminded that they are strangers living in the Netherlands or living in Groningen specifically. So would you pray that the Holy Spirit will connect such experts to someone or to something that will make them feel at home? Yes, Lord, I want to first of all, Father, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity, Lord, for people to even, Father, relocate, Father, to the Netherlands and to Groningen, Father, in particular. And Lord, I pray that, Lord, those who feel unwelcomed, those who feel like strangers, Father, those who are always reminded that, Lord, they are foreigners, Lord, those who may be feeling, Father, racial discrimination or whatever discrimination it may be because they are foreigners, Lord, I want to pray for them, Lord Jesus. I want to pray that, Lord, you will help experts, Father, who are feeling lonely, Father, to feel at home, Lord, in this city, Lord Jesus. I pray that, Lord, you will reach out, Father, to every expert, Lord, who feels so unwelcomed. And Lord, may you send people on their way, Lord, to give them that embrace, Lord, that will make them, Father, feel at home, Lord Jesus. Amen. See, I'm just thinking about the story of Ruth, who was a Moabite, and she found herself living among the Israelites, the Jews. And it's true that she found home in Bethlehem when she decided to move together with her mother-in-law, Naomi. Naomi made her really feel at home in Bethlehem. However, what really changed the life of Ruth, what really truly transformed the life of Ruth, was meeting her kinsman redeemer, Boaz, and starting a relationship with him. So although she had a home, although Naomi made her feel very much comfortable, you know, her surroundings were pleasant, her situation was quite okay because of the presence of Naomi. However, what really changed her as a person from the inside out was because of her relationship, the relationship that she had with her Redeemer. So it is not enough really to feel at home. It is not enough to feel that, you know, your surroundings are favorable to you. But in the end, what really matters is the transformation. What really matters is that even when you are living in a strange land, the kind of person that you truly become. So I think we should pray for expats who came from countries where Christianity was not common. Expats who have not, who have never had any opportunity to get to know of Christ or to get to hear of the gospel. So countries where they never had a chance to hear about Christ Jesus. I thought it would be great to pray for such people, because in the end, this is the ultimate home is to be with Christ. The ultimate home is to let Christ Jesus make his home in your heart. So let's pray just spend some time and then pray that expats and immigrants who don't know Christ will not just find home, but really find home in Christ Jesus. Father, it's our desire, it's our longing that, Lord, that which we have, Father, in our hearts, Lord, they also, Father, them that do not know you yet, Father, will also have the same, Father, in their hearts. And so I want to pray in the name of Jesus, as James said, that the grace of God has appeared unto all men, Lord Jesus. All men, even those who do not know you, Father, your grace has appeared to them. And so I pray that, Lord, you will open their eyes, that, Lord, they will see, Father, the grace that, Lord, you have made available, Father, to them. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. May your light, Father, shine, Father, in every dark place, Lord, in the lives, Father, of every expat, Father, living in this city. May you shine forth your glory. May you shine forth your beauty, Lord Jesus, that they will know you, Father, for who you are. Let's continue to pray for those who are escaping persecution and conflict, those who have fled death, torture or ruthless exploitation in their home countries, and are now seeking for asylum, and also for those who are seeking justice for their families, those who are living here without their families, those who have been separated from their families. We'd like to pray for all of these people. And we would want to pray that God, who is the God of all justice, will speak on their behalf. And we want to pray that families that have been divided, that have been splitted, they'll be reunited once again. Dear Lord, we pray, Father, for those, Father, who had to leave their native country, Father, because of war, because of persecution, Lord. Father, these are the people that, Lord, your word says that, Lord, you care for, because you are the God of the fatherless. You are the God of the orphans. You are the God of those who are being exploited, because your son Jesus was exploited when he was on the earth. Your son Jesus was persecuted when he was on the earth. Your son Jesus was tortured when he was on the earth. And Lord, yet you were still a father to him. And so you are a father, Father, for all those, Father, who are fleeing their country, Lord. I pray in the name of your son Jesus, and Lord, I want to ask that, Lord, they will begin to, Father, experience, Father, your fatherhood. Lord, may you speak justice on their behalf, Lord. I would like to end with by reading a scripture from Leviticus chapter 19, verse 33 to 34. I'm reading from the Message version. It says, "When a foreigner lives with you in your land, don't take advantage of him. Treat the foreigner the same as a native. Love him like one of your own. Remember that you were once foreigners in Egypt. I am God, your God." I think for me personally, the key message over here is to remember that you were once foreigners in Egypt. We as Christians are all foreigners on this land, like Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 2, that, "Dear friends, I urge you as foreigners and exiles to abstain from sinful desires which wage war against your soul." All through the Bible, we are being referred to as exiles, as foreigners, because the earth is not our home. Our ultimate home is in heaven. Lord, I want to pray that, Lord, you remind us, Father, again and again and again, that, Lord, we are also exiles and we are also foreigners. Regardless of wherever we come from, wherever we were born, Father, we are not natives, really, natives of this earth. And that is the reason why, Father, we don't feel at home, Lord, on this earth, because our home is in heaven. I pray that you remind us, Father, once again that, Lord, indeed our true and ultimate home is in heaven. That is what you have created for us, Lord. Father, I want to thank you for this opportunity, Lord, even to pray, Father, for experts, Lord. We thank you, Father, for this wonderful walk, prayer walk, and thank you for the things that you put on our hearts, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the words and the people that, Lord, we have prayed for, Lord. Your word says that, Lord, whenever we pray, Lord, you hear us. And if you hear us, then you indeed also answer our prayers. So we thank you for this moment. We thank you for this prayer moment. And we thank you for listening to our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.